South Africa today is celebrating a decade of democracy. 10 years ago, Nelson Mandela was sworn in as South Africa's first black president. In his journey from liberation leader to political prisoner to president, Mandela brought an end to apartheid. Today, his contribution to the liberation struggle is being honored. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
Earlier this month, millions of South Africans waited patiently to vote in the country's third democratic elections. 10 years ago, there were serious questions as to whether a post-apartheid South Africa could survive a decade of democracy.
Looking back in 1994, the country was poised very precariously.
Raka Julu, a professor of African politics at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, says prior to the 1994 elections, South Africa appeared as if it might implode. In the run-up to the elections, more than 10,000 people were killed in fighting between supporters of Nelson Mandela's African National Congress and the Zulu-based Inkatha Freedom Party. Julu says there was the possibility that as white minority rule came to an end, South Africa might splinter into a half-dozen contested territories.
There was a possibility of a long, drawn-out conflict if things were not handled properly.
Julu, who's originally from Kenya, says South Africa fared far better than most African nations in its first decade of democracy. South Africa's rather dull third round of elections this month, he says, were a testament to the country's stability.
If you take the example of African countries in the post-independence period from the 60s, not many countries went through the second election.
The African National Congress was founded in South Africa in 1912. Julu says the political maturity of the ANC allowed the party to accommodate its rivals in the new government. And he credits Nelson Mandela's decision to retire after just one term with setting the stage for peaceful democratic transitions in South Africa. On election day this year, Mlungisi Sitkoloso was waiting to vote in the sprawling black township of Soweto.
This is the achievement of the people who sacrificed their lives for this day so that today we as Africans will be able to vote today.
Sitkoloso and everyone else in the long line is black. Before 1994, none of them was allowed to vote. Sitkoloso says the change is primarily because of one man, Nelson Mandela.
That man saved this country. If it wasn't because of him, this country would have gone to flame. Now, because of his wisdom and his intelligence, he saved this country.
In his retirement, the 85-year-old Mandela is idolized in South Africa. He's viewed as a cheerful, grandfatherly figure, and also as the father of the nation. During the recent election campaign, his message at ANC rallies was as much about democracy as about promoting his party.
We are expecting you, the people of democratic South Africa, to turn out in your masses to reconfirm your faith in and commitment to democracy.
Mandela spent most of his life, including 27 years in prison, fighting for the liberation of the black majority from apartheid. Once in power, he was careful to stress that the rights and privileges of the new South Africa extended to everyone, regardless of their skin color. And when he stepped down as president in 1999, Mandela said he hoped he'd be remembered as a champion of democratic ideals.
I belong to the generation of leaders for whom the achievement of democracy was the defining challenge. I hope that decades from now, when history is written, the role of that generation will be appreciated, and that I will not be found wanting against the measure of their fortitude.
South Africa still has numerous problems: HIV/AIDS, violent crime, 40% unemployment. But one thing South Africa does have is a solid footing in democracy. And today, at a huge celebration in Pretoria, the country is thanking Nelson Mandela for that. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Recollections of South Africa's apartheid era are at npr.org.